It's a gewaltige zechus indeed to come, an honor, a privilege to come and to speak to you here in the good offices of Manhattan. Certainly a makom of Torah, a makom of Oseik B'Tzorchei Tzibur B'Amunos. It's really a tremendous privilege. I want to thank, of course, Rabbi Pearl for inviting me, Rabbi Becker, and all the Choshevah and Hola here at the good offices, and each and every one of you for coming out this afternoon. Certainly it's a busy time before Pesach. Pesach, interestingly enough, is the time of the year that we think about many of the mitzvahs. The Purim Yafos even tells us that if you spell out the individual osios of the word Pesach, you write out the pei and the samach and the ches individually, it yields sach hakol, the gematria 613. Moshe Rabbeinu, yes, I know the Vilna Gaon does write in his Perush on the Gadosh of Pesach based in the Mechilta that Ani Hashem, Ani Velo Shliach, Ani Velo Malach, Ani Velo Sarf, Achulei, Mamela. Moshe Rabbeinu has no mention except for that one lone posuk, Havayimina Hashem, Moshe Abdu, and Riyoshi Haglidis, Memor Legami, the Malkus Alayam. So yes, Moshe Rabbeinu is not mentioned, but the Rama makes it very clear in his magnum opus in the Mishnah Torah, Nochas Chametz Amatzah, Perek Zayin Olochaveis, that Legame, the God of Achacham, we tell of the Nisim Hanasu Ayidei Moshe Rabbeinu. Clearly there is an element, an aspect, wherein we do talk and want to be Margish Moshe Rabbeinu, and his involvement here, of course, he was the protagonist on the stage of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and no coincidence, therefore, that the Sefer HaKona writes, and Os Yud Beis, the Rokeach and Orchayim, Reish Tzadi, as well as the Megala Mukas and Ofen Kufin Yud Gimel, that Moshe Rabbeinu yields Gematria 613. So we get into Pesach, you spell out the letters Pesach 613. You think about the Moshe Rabbeinu 613. We're thinking all the mitzvahs. Writes Rishon Abrevta Daf Memvav of Zelo Shimur and Perish and the Gonosh of Pesach. Quotes the Vilna Gaon, that even though we might be thinking about 613 mitzvahs, there are more mitzvahs in Leil Seder than in any other night of the year. Daf Memvavi writes, we have a Kabbalah Masor from the Gra, many other Heideggers forum talk about how we actually get to that number, 64 mitzvahs in Leil HaSeder. So there you are donning the kittel and Yamamish Margish, what it means to be a Ben Chorin, to be Yotze, from Avdus to Cheres. And here is Moshe Rabbeinu, you're thinking 613, and you're talking about Pesach, ultimately Gematria 613, Aliba the Panim Yafas, and you're being Mekayim, Aliba the Gra, 64 mitzvahs in this night. So out of 64 mitzvahs, if you think about it, the Ruba revolve around the pet. And it's quite apropos. Why? Because we have a famous Arizal. If there's one Arizal Pesach time that every Reuven Shimon Levi knows, it's the Arizal Char Kavodis and Yoni Pesach and Rosh Dalad, where the Arizal tells us Pesach is actually a contraction of Pesach. It's the mouth that does a lot of speaking, the mouth that does a lot of talking. After all, we have a mitzvah Leil HaSeder, v'higadatzo levincha, Pasuk and Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Ches. The Asher HaKodesh writes, why the choice terminology? Why did the Torah use Bedavka, the pitoy of Loshon Haganata? So yes, we know the Radak and Sefer Shoroshim, he talks about Amandakorn, Nashom Amandakorn, and his Kukonatia, page 716, he has a beer on it. Rav Soloveitchik and Hari Kedin, Beirum Lalashay, there are many different Brushim, he got to Zot the Alshach Poshut, Haganata Kenotz and Arichas Hadvarim, that's Gufa Vigarata Levincha, that's Mesaper, that's called a Marbalas Sapa, it's Ramari's a Meshubach, Bimarbe, Bimarich, that's a Loshon, the Ramam Sefer Mitzvah, that's Sekufin and Zayin, that's the Ramam Sefer, his Mishnah Torah, Yad HaChazok, and Echus Chametz Amatz, Berg Zayin, Olach HaAlef. It's all about the Riches Advarim, to be Marbe, speak as much as you can. And now we know, and again, no offense to any of the women in the room, but I did read an article in Time Magazine years ago. Someone had sent it to me back in 2007 that the average male speaks about 7,000 words a day, the average female about 22,000 words a day. So they say women speak a little bit more, right? Since I'm safer in his beer and I go to some Pesach, why would we have to open up the mouth of the Sheinah de Elisha? What's the lotion? At Pesach lo. Frek de Velta Kasha. What do you mean, at Pesach lo? Sir Zelig Ruvain Begis in his parish and I go to some Pesach, and also Gestender, Loris Nasan, Yoni Modim, and Chalik Aleph. It means what? At, even in a Kiva, can show the mitzvah Masiyas to the Ine de For writes the Heiligich Sam Sefer Zatzal, at is make yourself in a keva. Become like a female. Open up your mouth. Pretend you're on the conversation. You're on the phone with your best friend and speak. At Pesach lo kol amarba lesaper tzvis remiz v'shubach. That's why it's dafka. We don't invoke the typical and expected masculine gender fakert. On the contrary, it's at Pesach lo. Make yourself, you blibe in a keva. Halel Seder, because the whole Indian is to be marba. So it's the night of Halel. It's a night of Sibirtsi Satrayim. It's a night of Yigarat Levincha. And we know that there are various distinctions drawn between the mitzvah that we have on a day-to-day basis called Zechiras Yetzias Yitzrayim and Sibi Yetzias Yitzrayim. So it's well known, the Rav Chaim, it appears in the later published Meginzei HaGrach. It also appears by the Talmud Mubak of the Briska Rav, Rav Pomeranchik, and Emebrocha Dafayin Zion, and his Biram on Lagoda Shal Pesach. It's bought by Rav Zevin and Moedim Alach. It's bought by Rav Mursky and Egoni Alach on the Moedim and Chelik Aleph. It's bought in the Sefer Beis Levi, the Beis Brisk on and Yoni Sher Shirim. That we have three distinctions. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik told us that the Briska Rav said, he said every single year, every year Zechira is, and again the Minchas Chinuch touches upon it, it is Perish on the Chinuch Mitzvah Chaf Aleph, but Rav Chaim flushes out the Nekuda that Zechira means it suffices a Dibra Bayama. That's it. You made a statement, you said you were Mekayim, and there's no Chiyuv to be Mesaper Lacherib. Mashekin Sipur demands Masa Bugnosim Sai Meshvach, you have to relate. A Sipur, the Arichas Advarim, the concatenation of events, you have to say it all over, you have to go in and speak it out. As the Arichas Advarim doesn't suffice, mere mention, saying a posik ba'alma, you have to be marich, b'chuli, and I apologize, by the way, they told me I only have half hour, so if I go a little fast, they did tell me in the White Shul years ago, they said, Rabbi, if you would daven as fast as you speak, and you would speak as slowly as you daven, then we'd be in really good shape. So buckle off the ride, after all, it's Pesach, so it's all about opening, harche picha ba'maleyu, salamaisa, buckle up, because we got a lot to cover in the half hour. It's Pesach, we got to speak, we have to make an Pesach lo, we have to speak a lot of words. It's about Halal, it's about Tzivit Tzayim, it's about Megadot Tzilvincha, Pesachim, Kuf Tesavam, Amr Beis. Why is it called Lechamoni, Lechem, Sha'onim, Olav, Devarim, Harbei? Speak a lot of words, you gotta say it all out. You made yourself in a cave, you're speaking all those words. Megadot Tzilvincha, Halal, it's all about Pesach, the mouth is doing a lot of speaking and a lot of talking. But to me, Tzad Sheni, from yet a different perspective, coming from another angle, it's not just about open up your mouth and speak words of Halal and speak words of the Hagadot, Megadot Tzilvincha, Vachulei. If you think about it, it's also about the mitzvahs, ma'asiyas, that are meisha shaychitz in the koach ha-peh. I want you to eat a mitzvah deraisa, berav toch l'matzahs. And you'll have the moor. And you'll eat the karpas. And you'll eat, there's so much about eating. It's all about eating. Now, I know yidin, ainachami, it's not such a difficult mitzvah. But l'maisa, you gotta eat. You have a mitzvah deraisa to eat this, a mitzvah derabon to eat that. It's all about eating. It's all about opening up the mouth. Why this so focused? I know Shushan Pinkus has a beautiful maimor, and his likute sichas on Yoni Pesach, clearly needs to be fleshed out. Why this elaboration, this Hargoshim Yuchedes, turning the spotlight on the Koach HaPeh, it's all about Pesach, it's about the mouth doing the speaking, it's about the mouth doing the eating. Why is it all about the mouth? Why is that not just the focus of Lel HaSeder, which is all about the 64 mitzvahs, where Ruba the Ruba, the vast majority revolve on the hinge of the Koach HaPeh. But if you think about it, this is the Yesod, this is Pesach Aliva Darizal. That means the entire essence, the etzem ahus of the yontif itself is all about the koach ha-peh, and that needs a beer. The Vilna Gaon and his Perush in the Sefer Yetzirah and the Rosh Hashanah Yetzirah edition, it's on page 97, the Perush HaGra Mavur and Sefer Yetzirah, it's in Perek Hei and Brisa Zion, where the Gra writes that every one of the Yirbeis Chodesh Hashanah, every one of the 12 months, corresponds to another Midah, to another Inyan. And the Indian that corresponds to the month of Nisan is the Indian of Sicha. Why? Zok the Gra? Because Haggadah. He got it to the Mincha because Sibi Yetzias Yitzrayim. That means the entire month. It's not just about Pesach. And the entire month, obviously, Noveya from Pesach. But it's all about the Koach HaPeh. And that's a Tzorach I. And why is that the Goshem Yuchedes regarding this Yontif HaBaal Leino the Tova? To understand and why there's a keshem yuchad between the koach ha-peh, eating and speaking, and the whole inyan of the yontif of Pesach, obviously what's mandated is we have to go back in time, and we have to scrutinize, we have to analyze what is the uniqueness of the koach ha-peh to begin with. So let's rewind, let's go back to Bereishis. I take you to Bereishis, Perek Beis, Pasuk Zayin, to the creation of Adam. And now what is an Adam? Adam is born into being, and the Pasuk says, Vayipach ba'afav nishmas chayim. Ayadei neshima of the Eberster, as the Sefer Kona writes, Madanafach midilei nafach. Eberster blew a bechina of kaviyochal achelek aloka mimal. And now he instilled a neshima that translated into a neshama, osios neshima, neshama, identical. And Amela, now there's what writes the Targum Onkelos, writes the Tanya Nesim Reziel, the Havas Odom of the Ruach Memalala. Man now was transformed into a speaking spirit, Dehainu. That what makes man unique when the Eberstor Kaviyocha created Odom, the Hagdor de Milsa, the Taich of the Odom is what? Is Nishmas Chaim. He came alive. Came alive as what? Came alive as a Medaber. That's why in the Kuzri, Maimar Beis, and Rebbeinu Machai, and Sifrei Maral, we know that the Olam is broken up into four general classifications of the Bria. You have Mikotze Echad, from one side you have what's known as Domain, that encompasses therein all still, lifeless, and silent matter. The Gemara Chagigah, Daf Hey, Amud Aleph, the Malach that's appointed over death is called Duma, as the Gro explains in his patient Sefer Yonah, Prek Beis, and Pasuk Aleph. That's a Malach. Why is he called Duma? Because he brings you into the world of silence. Tehillim Kuf Tesval Pasuk Yitzayin, Lo Amesim Hela Kavalo Koyorde Duma. That's the equivalent. You go into death, you enter the state of the eternal abyss, the demise, and that corresponds to what? Yorde Duma, because you're going into the world of silence. That's the world of Domim, the world of silence. And Mikotza Sheni, on the other extreme, is what? After you go from Domim, you go to Tzameach, encompassing the renal plant of vegetative life. Then Chai, focusing on the full scope, the gamut of the animal kingdom. And then the pinnacle of creation, the apex of the Chelke Abri, is of course human beings, and they are called Medabri. And they're called Medabri, no coincidence. Why? Medabri is Gematria 246. Averi Geshmak, what is the manifestation of the Tzelem Elokus in the Mensch, in the Adam? The fact that he's a Medaber. Tzelem Elokim, Gematria 246, Gematria Medaber, because that's what it means to be endowed with a Tzelem Elokus, is to now express itself as a Medaber. Now it's very geschmack, because you go to Sota Daflam of Vavam Abbeis, and who's the Malach who taught Yosef the Shivim Lashonis, the 70 languages, Gabriel? So what would you expect is the Gematria Gabriel, who Lachaira is the master, is the Maldomer over the Lashonis. Gabriel, if he is Poshin, is Gematria 246. Gabriel is the master of the languages. He's 246. We are defined as a Medaber 246, and that's the Tzelem Elokim 246. That's the definition of a mensch. And the Maisa, you see, it's accepted in the secular world as well. Anyone who's a Dale Carnegie friend, Rav Eliel Opayan, used to say that Dale Carnegie is the Baal Musar to the guy. In the same way, we have the Baal Musar, Slobodka, and Kel Machulai, and Navardik, Lahabdel Alfi Abdullah. Dale Carnegie had a win friends and influence people. And not to criticize, can never complain. He has another great book on public speaking called The Quick and Easy Way to Effective Speaking. If you ever read the introduction to the fourth revised edition, Dorothy Carnegie, his wife, writes on page 10 of the introduction, and that the defining trait of human being is speech. Speech tells me who you are, what it's all about. Now, granted, typically it's when it's accompanied by body language, and that's why Edward T. Hall has a fascinating book called The Silent Language. Mark Salem, pages 34 to 37 of his Six Keys to Unlock and Empower the Mind. Obviously, the full-fledged message is conveyed only when it's accompanied by body language, but speech means I'm letting you, here I am, I'm speaking, this is my essence. No coincidence that speech is noveh, it emanates from what? From peh. Peh, osios po, here I am. How do I let you know what I'm thinking? Through the peh. I let you know I'm speaking, I'm a medaber, I'm a tzelem lokim. And that is the bechin of the koach ha-peh. And that's why Oliver Sacks, the famous neurologist from Einstein, prolific author, he writes in his book all about the world of the deaf called Seeing Voices. He writes on page 35, why do we call a child an infant? Infant actually comes from the Latin shorus, the etymology, which means non-speaking, the hainu. The contrast, what does it mean to develop? What does it mean to grow, to be, to blossom? It means now you're endowed with the koach ha-medaber. So a child lets us know that he or she is alive from the very outset, lets out a shrill, a cry, here I am. But the child can't articulate as of yet. He's an infant, he's non-speaking, writes Oliver Sacks. That's the Latin shoresh. He's not speaking, then he develops and he grows into a speaking person, into a medaber. So that's what we're all about. We're defined as medaber, we're human beings, we know how to speak. That's why Moshe Shapiro explains there's only one part of the human body, of the anatomy, where it's the inside of the skin turned outwards. Those are the lips, because through the articulation of the mensch, I let you know, here I am, through the peh, po, here I am, this is what makes me tick. Why? Because that's koach hadibur. Koach hadibur, the Maral explains in a number of places, primarily in Gemara Hashem and Perachov Ches. Maral says, you know what koach hadibur is all about? We were endowed, as we said, with a chelek aloka mimal, with the neshima of the Eibishter kamayochol, neshima neshama. Now we have the ability to express our chelek apnimi and be motzi the pnimius achutza dehainu. And we all have a neshama that dwells within us. The Kabbalah, right? Ben Ashmedi saw Neshus Chaim already says the hachra sofit was that the seat of the intellect is the seat of the soul, seat of the neshama. And mamela, how do I express? How do I convey what's going on in my pnimius? How do I let you know what's my true emotional spiritual state? Anytime I open up my mouth, I let you know that's the gilui of the pinimius achutza. My insights come out every time I open up my mouth and I speak. Mamela, that's why the lips are turned outwards, because it's the inside of the skin turned outwards through the movements of the lips. I let you know, here I am, I have what to say. A Navi is thus called a Navi. Why is he branded with the appellation Navi? Rishonim already explained. Rashi says in Shmos, based on the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Perkin and Zion, and Pasuk Yates, Miloshin Niv Svasayim, Zosemiris, the movements, the fruits of the lips. That's an Ovi, Ayur of Hunar Pachar Yitzchak and Shavuah Samaimer Beis, Nevi'im and Ksuvim. The Ksuvim were also Nevi'im. But the Taichin and Ovi was, he was given over the message, the Messer, Ach Barak, to be Manave, to speak it. Only later on was it written down, was it committed to the written word, Balamaisa. The Ksuvim, they were given to put it into Ksiva and to write it down. But the Ikra of the Chelek and Neviim was speak it out. That's a Novi Nisfasayim. It's about speaking. It's about moving the lips. It's the Giloy of the Pnimiyas Achutz. So that's the Maral and Gvor Hashem and Perach Chavches. That's all idea of speech, and that's the essence of the man. Ayin Ravoba Nalei Shorin Chelek Beis. Pages 34 to 37. We know based on the Gemara beginning of Bava Kama Dav Gimel Beisim Tiboyin Tiboyin. Mava is a Adam. Mava means to express, to articulate, to enunciate, to tell you here I am. Every time you open up your mouth, you let Yenim know this. This is me, Po, Osios, Peb. Inside of the skin, turn outwards, that's the lips. They're called what? Svasayim. Why do we call a language? Because it's all neveyah from the movements of the Svasayim. That's the bridge between the Chelek HaRuchni and the Chelek HaGashmi. That takes us, of course, to the famous Ramah and the beginning of Aruch Chaim and Siman Vav and Sif Aleph. We close our Birchas HaShayotzer every time we exit the restroom. What do we say? We conclude Umafli Lasos. All right, the Ramon. What's the union of the Mafli? The ultimate Pella is the Chibur of Ruchni and Gashmi. The synthesis and the fusion of the Chelek HaGashmi and the Chelek that's material, that's mundane, that's physical, uniting and fusing, merging it with the Chelek HaRuchni, and that's the Chelek of the Neshama. That's Mafli Lasos. Mamela writes of Hunur Zatzal HaPachar Yitzchak and Pesach HaMaimer Tezvah. Again, he talks about it later on in Maimar Ayin Zion. Haraitz of Hunur, that the Rambam includes all of Ilkus Nedarim and Aziris and Shavuos under what rubric? What's the general heading? Hafla, Ish Ki Yafli. Lindor Neder, every time you open up your mouth, what are you doing? It's a Maisa of Ish Ki Yafli. It's a Maisa of Hafla. It's a Maisa of Pella, because every time you speak, you're letting me know what's going on inside your neshama. Your Chelek HaRuchni Biyoser. You're articulating and manifesting that which lies dormant within you. You're expressing it, conveying it to the outside world. Derech the Ped, that's the ultimate Pella, and that is Mafli Lasos. Listen to an unbelievable Moshe Shapiro. Gemara says twice in Brochus Daf and Vav, and again in Daf and Tzayin Amud Beis, if you dream about elephants, then a miracle is going to happen to you. Now, we know they did studies on college university campuses years ago. They told half the student body, think about an elephant. And they told half the student, don't think about a pink elephant. The ones they said, don't think about it, they couldn't stop thinking about it. And when you tell someone to think about it, of course, that's nostalgia from the das. You may see a das from it. Don't dream about elephants tonight. Aida haroa pilba chalom pelan asalo. Why? Why is the only animal in the entire full gamut of the animal kingdom that has the shorish of Pella incorporated into his essence? Because what's Pella? Pella is the Chibur Ruchni and Gashmi. Our Chelek HaRuchni is Neshama Neshima. Neshima, we breathe through the nose. Our Chelek HaGashmi B'Yoser is the Yadayim. The conscious of Yaakov versus Esav, Parshas Toldos, Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk Chav Hey. Yadayim and Esav, Kol Yaakov, Kol. That's a koach adayim, writes the Maral. The adayim stretch the farthest from the centrality of the guf, wherein you have the koach of the intellect, the seat of the neshama, and the koach of hergish and the lev. The adayim and yadayim reisav, they're the chelek asiyah, the chelek agashmi biyoser, which extend farthest away from the centrality of the anatomy, highlighting the bechinas amoach and the bechinas alev. So those are my yadayim reisav. Memela. We have a Koko Yaakov, we have Yadayim Le'esav. And there's only one creature in the world. What is Pella? Pella is the union of the Ruchni and the Gashmi. Explains the Moshe Shapiro, Mamashik, a Shmak of Art. And now what is the peel? Pella Nasala. Why is an elephant called a peel? Because there's only one creature in the world that it's same Aver, the exact same organ that he uses to breathe through is the same one that he uses to as its hand. The elephant picks up things, even a grain of sand. The elephant fights its battles using its trunk, using its nose. It's the same vehicle, the same medium through which it breathes, the neshima through its trunk, and he uses its trunk as its yadayim. That is the Pella that manifests the whole yesod of what a Pella is all about, the Chibur Ruchni and Gashmi, the breathing apparatus merging with the hands apparatus. That's haro, peel b'chalo, Pella nasalo, that's mafli. Lausus, that's the Ramam, Nazirus, everything you use to open up your mouth to tuuf, to effect a chalos, is hafla, That's the ultimate Pella, and that is the Chassam Sefer, born in Chaim Shatorah Parshas Nitzavim, writes us a Sefer Pella, Rosh Yitavis, Pe Levei Varim. It's a synthesis of it all, the Chelek HaGashmi, the Chelek HaRuchni. That's Pella, that's Mafli. Every time you open up your mouth, you let the world know, here I am, Po, through the vehicle, the medium of my mouth, Po, that's Pe, and this is the Yantav Pesach. So Eibishter says, you want to get out of Mitzrayim, show me that you want to reemerge. We see from the Navi, from Yecheskel and Sharon Aviyam, and the choice metaphor is constantly invoked of, it's a Leida Chadosh, it's a Bria Chadosh. If Odom came into the world Ayyadeh, that he was now defined first and foremost as a Medaber, as a human speaking Sir, to Havas Odom the Ruach Memalala, then if now you want to see it from Mitzrayim, and you want to undergo a rebirth, so to speak, you want to reemerge from Egypt as a Bria Chadosh, then you have to become a new Odom. Sabister says, one am I going to use to take you out? If you read the psukim, and Shudo Shemiko, you only see one idea constantly reiterated, and that is Vayishma Hashem Esna Kosam, Vayizaku, Vayitzaku. They screamed out. It was the Koach Hatfila. What God the Yidden out of Mitzrayim was, and Shudo Shemiko, they opened up their mouths and they davened to the Eibusher, the Koach HaPeh. And so that Mespala Eibusher just says, why am I going to create Adam in the first place? Let's again flip back to Bereishis Parak Beis Pasuk, okay? I'm creating Adam what? So that someone will be here to be Makir B'tovas HaGeshamim. And B'meila, then I'm going to give rain, and through the rain we'll have all the Geshem will come to Gashmiyut. I need a man to go in and daven. So it's all about Adam as a Mespala. Man's got a daven. But now we go to the Pesik Tzitzros, the Lekav Tov and Shmos, Parak Vav. And now Zvav, we go to the Alkut Shimoni, and Meresh Rabban, Vayik Rabba, Aklai Yisol, earned the zechus to leave Mitzrayim. Why? Because Lo Shinu Ashmam Es Lashonim Es Mabusheim. The Hainu, they didn't change their names. That highlights the core essence. They didn't alter their indigenous, their native tongue. They clung steadfast onto what? Onto their vernacular, onto Loshon HaKodesh, the Hainu, the Shem, the way they spoke. Eibusher says, I'm going to listen to your tefillah, but I'm only going to listen to a tefillah that's unsullied, that's not defiled, that's unadulterated. I want to call chaped that what? The Alkut Shimoni says, Klai Yisrael didn't speak Lashon Hara. That was yet another schus where they got out of Mitzrayim. Tehainu, if you're going to tarnish and sully that Koach HaDibur, I'm not going to take you out. That Koach HaTfila, Eibusher says, I'm not interested in. But if it's a Koach that's not defiled, that's unsullied, that's untarnished, that same Lashon, the Loshinu HaShemam, as Lashonu, the same Lashon that refused to speak Lashon Hara, now you break out by Yizaku, B'meila by Yishma Hashem is not kosa. Eibusher says, I'm going to listen to that Koach HaTfila. And not only does Eibusher listen to that Koach HaTfila, and that's when we got out, because it's all about the Koach HaPeh, but it's now Geshmak when you turn to the Zohar, how you do in Chelek Beis, Daf Chafayim and Beis. And state in Zohar that what was Mitzrayim all about, Geula Yetzias Mitzrayim was, simultaneously, the Geula Sadibur of Hashem Yisbar Kaviyochol. The Hainu, we now heard Hashem's Peh. What does it mean, Kaviyochol Hashem's Peh? Alibah the Maral, it's very Geshmak. The whole lineage of the Koach HaDibur is the Gilei Apnimius Chutzal, letting me know the real essence. In fact, parenthetically, I once wanted to suggest, why is the only creature in the world that has to show us the etymology of Dibor encoded in its essence, the B, the Devora? So we know Shira's Devora, that makes sense, because the culmination of the Koach HaDibur, the Maral writes in a number of places, and it's Rosh HaLatayra, and Netzach Yisrael, the whole culmination, he writes in Netzach Parag Mem Gimel, is Koach HaShira, that's the culmination, the climax of the Koach HaDibur, Ayin Rav Desher Milta Miyol Chelek Gimel, page 153. The same type of idea. Shira is, there's so much to say, it just comes out. Writes the Heilig Gemun Katcha Rebbe. The Mincha Saloza writes in Divrei Torah and Chelek Vav Anos Ayin. Why do we have a concept of Shirayim? You go to Hasidus Tishon, you have Shirayim. Shirayim is Loshon Shira. Why is Shira Loshon Shirayim? Right, the Heilig Gemun Katcha Rebbe. There's so much to say. There's so much you want to communicate. So much you want to express. And when you just let the neshama run, the pnimius go achutza, and it's unrestrained and it's unfettered, then it's shirayim. It's just that which overflows and it just comes out. That shira, shira is the greatest manifestation of the Koach HaDibur. Kriya Samson, the culmination of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Az Yashir Moshe, and Mela, it all comes together. That's the Shira Sayyab. That shirayim, it just overflows, and that is the Koach HaDibur. That's Devorah. What's the Haftorah for Shira Sayyab? Quite appropriately, Shira Devorah. And why is the bee called a Devorah? Because the bee is unique in that what? The bee is the only insect in the world that in itself is treif, but the honey that's produced on the inside, that it spits out, yes, scientifically, Ayin Zamer Cohen, Science on Science, page 69, where he does talk about a separate compartment within the stomach that the honey is produced, doesn't even come in contact with the rest of the gulf, but I'll call upon him. And what we know and what we observe as well, the bee is the only creature in the world in itself is treif. You can't eat the chelek hachitzoni of the bee, but the devash that's produced in the panemius that it spits out through the koach, the medium of its mouth, that honey is kosher. So if the name touches up the uniqueness of any creature in contrast to everything else in the world, then the phineas dite, it's very geschmack. What is the bee? It's a devorer because it echoes the mechanics of dibor. Every time it produces its honey, that's the uniqueness of the bee. That shear is devorah, that's the devorer of the bee. And where in the world did we get the Aseres HaDibros? In the Midbar. It's all about speaking. You want to hear Hashem's Koach HaDibor. Koach HaDibor is in the Midbar. Why? Because you shut out everything else in Adam and Hayim and Aleph. Everything else is silenced. It's outside of this world. And you're listening to the Dibor of Hashem Yisborach. When did it start? Right? Rav Avram ben Agra. And his Gula Savran Perish and Nagodesh HaPesach. Dever Zukivo Yishchina. Dever OCO's Dibor. Through Makis Dever. What are you going to attribute it to? Down Tzvarei Akinem. That's already highlighting something that exists in the world. And now it's going to emphasize God. God's manipulation of that debris in the world. What is Dever? Dever is the animals just drop dead, plain and simple. They just dropped. Who did it? The Avistar did it. Dever, Osios Dever, the Avistar is speaking to us. And then what's the ultimate thing in the world, right? So, Shapiro, everything in the world is classified as a Dover. Why? Because everything in the world is speaking to us, is medaber. We just don't know its message, but every tree, every rock, every pebble, grain of sand, everything in the world is constantly being medaber. How it's a chelek of the bria to be marba kot shamayim. Every dover in the world is just labeled generically a davar because it will be medaber. So the phineas daiti, what's going to be the greatest medaber ultimately? That which we know the least about. What do we know the least about? The midbar, the desert, because there's nothing in the desert. What's the essence? Why do we need miles and miles of a Sahara desert? An Egyptian desert. Anyone who ever read back in high school, if you read the Saint Exupéry's Little Prince, in my edition, it was pages 92 and 93, where the Little Prince says, what makes the desert so beautiful is that somewhere beneath it hides a well. Look out, what's going on in the desert? Teretz is, the beauty is the panemius that's hiding somewhere underneath, and one day the Abishur is going to be Megala. The panemius achutz, if every dover will one day be medaber, I'll be the maral and be Megala, it's nekudas ha-panemius, then by definition the greatest medaber will be the midbar, osios medaber. Tell us what it's really all about, what's going on in the midbar, what's going on in the desert, it's a koach ha-dibur, it's a koach ha-panemius chutza. The Mela, Abister says, if you open up your mouth and you be Megala, your Panemius with your Koach HaTfila, but it's Al Tanai, built in stipulation, a peh that didn't speak Lashon Hara, a peh that didn't change its name, that didn't change its indigenous tongue, Lashon HaKodesh, then the Mela reciprocate accordingly, and you'll have what? The Zohar HaKodesh, the Gulas HaDibor, starting with Dever, Zumaka Shechina, Zugiloy Shechina, and I'll be Medaber. Now it's very Geshmak. Because Nisan, we know, the Gro told us in his Bir and Sefer Yetzirah and Hey Zion, Nisan is all about Sicha, Nisan is Gamacha 107. And what is Nisan all about? The union, the synthesis of our Koach HaPeh with the Abishur's Koach HaPeh. Peh's Gematria 85, our Peh 85 with the Abishur's Peh 85. 85 and 85 is 170. That's Nisan, that's Koach HaSicha, V'yucha Techodesh Nisan Befrat. That's how you have miracles when you merge your Koach HaPeh with the Peh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Yishakenim and Shikas Piyo Sher Shirim, which is lain duan on the Yontav of Pesach, Bedavka Shir Hashirim. Rabbi Akiva tells us, Mishnei Adayim, Gimel Hay, this is Kodesh Kadoshim. And what is another name in the Kodesh Kadoshim? We say it every day, thrice in Tefillah. We say, Hashem HaSavodla L'Dvir Beisach HaShem Hashem Yotze Dvar Hashem. The Dibur of Hashem spoke to us in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Any coincidence, writes the Gro, the Machon Agro edition, page 36 of the Geras Agro. The Gro says the Peh is called the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Peh, the mouth, is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Is the source of all Kedusha. Abishur calls the Kodesh HaKadoshim the Devir Beisach Hashem Shem Yatzadvar Hashem, and the Shir HaShirim is called Kodesh Kadoshim, Alpi Rabbi Akiva. And what do we lay down? Pesach, quite appropriately, Davka Shir HaShirim, which is the Shir of all Shirim, which is the Shirayim, tackled in the context of the Shira Sayam, the culmination of the Koach HaDibor, Shira's Devora. It's all about the Koach HaPeh, it's all about the Koach HaShira, it's all about the Gili HaPnimiyas Chutza. That is the Koach HaPeh like never before. Mamela, we go back to Seder night. It's all about Pesach, it's all about that's doing the mouth, is doing the speaking, is doing the eating. Har Chapich Bamalehu, a whole Indian is, open up your mouth wide and let me fill it. This is the time, Abishur says, the union of Nisan is the synthesis of the Peh, of Klai Yisrael speaking and davening like never before, opening up its mouth. Alpha Mela, Matzah, Morah, Vechulei, Sivetz Yisrael, they're intertwined, inextricably intertwined throughout the duration of the Lel HaSeder. It'll be Lechem, Shemon, and all of Devarim Harbi. It's good for the same Koach HaPeh. No coincidence, Kedusha, Kedushas HaBris, there's the Peh Elyon, the Peh Tachton. Peh Elyon, we emit a word called a Milah. By the Maisa Milah, the Maisa Milah is only Nishlam when it's accompanied by a Priya. Priya is the Giloy. There's a Giloy revealing the Chelek HaPnimi by the Milah. Just like every time you open up your mouth and say a Milah, say a word, it's the Giloy of the Pnimi. Sachutz Eivishter says, show me who you really are. Pesach is, you want to be an Eved Hashem, you're not an Eved Aparo, show me who you really are. Be Megala, the Pnimi is. Pesach, open up your mouth, kolamar b'lasabim tzivim ezem eshubach. At pesach lo, make yourself in a cave and speak more than ever before. Open up your mouth. Lachem shon avlo de baharbe. It's all about pesach. It's all about shirashim. It's all about kodesh hakadoshim. I want to know your pinimius. I want to know the mila of the Kedusha, of what a Yid is all about. That's the night to see time. That's why predominantly the vast majority of the mitzvahs all revolve around and the Koach HaPeh. And even when it comes to the Nosha Miriam, Miriam is described what? Pua. It's the Koach HaPeh. Had to go in and speak. Vatal Nehem Miriam, the Koach HaPeh. Moshe Rabbeinu is lowest for Manaychi, and then he becomes the Ishtavarim. And he saves the Miriam who abuses later on about Loischa, her Koach HaPeh. It's Dafka all about what? Moshe starts out lowest for Manaychi. He's a Kaper Chalosh, and then he becomes the greatest medaber ever, writes that Tzomor and Parshas Devarim. Pesach is, we were shut down in Mitzrayim, Losh and Mitzorim. We couldn't speak, we weren't allowed to talk. Amela, they spoke to us what? Avodas Perach writes, the Gronis Perish HaGodesh of Pesach, Perach. They spoke to us and they tried to go ahead and give us those oppressive, abject, slave-like conditions, and they abused us with the Koach HaDibur. Paro writes the Arizal, is Osios HaOref. HaOref is, I show you the nape of the neck. Paro doesn't want to speak to us. That's Paro, when this will close. Degamach and Ephraim, Parshas Vayigash, Mor Hashemesh, Ramazim, HaPesach. Paro is Osios Pera. Paro is the Zelu Mazel Kim Koelas Ayin Udalit. Paro is the Bechin of the Pera, of the evil Pera. Moshe is the lowest Devorim, who becomes the Ish Devorim Mamish, who saves Miriam after she abuses her Koach HaDibur, her Gemalig of Madrig of Tzidkus. Avod is Perach, Perach. This is the time to be Masakin. And with Pesach, with this is Lechem HaShalom of the Maharbe, we should eat L'Shem Shemayim and speak L'Shem Shemayim to be marvelous Saper and be Megalar Koach HaDibur like never before, to show the Yibishter this is the real me, not the one you saw in Mitzrayim. This is the Gilui HaPrimis HaChutza. Have a labor, Dika Freilich, and Kosher, and Simcha, Dika Pesach, at the head of Mitzrayim.